Okay, the first thing we have on the agenda is review and consideration for approval of resolution 2021-021, declaring Carroll County as Second Amendment Sanctuary County. As there is a crowd here, and I don't know how many of yous want to speak, I am going to allow comments to be made at this time. I do not want to repeat comments or consideration of our time because we do have a 9:30 public hearing. And so I will limit to this, anyone that has comments to 1 minute if possible.
Can Ken read first?
Yeah. Ken, you can go ahead and John start with your comments first.
Okay, resolution declaring Carroll County to be a Second Amendment sanctuary county. Whereas the right of the people to keep and bear arms is guaranteed as an individual right under the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And whereas the right of the people to keep and bear arms for defense of life, liberty, property is regarded as an inalienable right by the people of the Carroll County, Iowa. And whereas the people of Carroll County, Iowa derive economic benefit from all safe forms of firearms manufacturing, sales, recreation, hunting and shooting conducted within Carroll County using all types of firearms allowable under the United States Constitution and the laws of the state of Iowa. And whereas the Carroll County Board of Supervisors was elected to represent the citizens of Carroll County and have sworn by their oath to uphold the United States Constitution and the Constitution of the state of Iowa. And whereas Iowa State Senators and State Representatives have also sworn by their oath of office to uphold the United States Constitution and the Constitution of the state of Iowa. And whereas legislation is currently being considered and may be considered in the future that infringes on the constitutionally protected rights of citizens to keep and bear arms. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Carroll County Board of Supervisors hereby declares Carroll County to be a Second Amendment sanctuary county and hereby states its opposition to the enactment of any legislation that would infringe upon the constitutional rights of the people of Carroll County to keep and bear arms. And I ask that all you vote yes in favor of that.
Do you have any comments?
I do not.
Okay, John?
I reviewed several drafts with Sheriff Tengri. We reviewed resolutions adopted by other counties in Iowa, and I think maybe a couple from Missouri as well. And in my opinion, it's in due proper and legal form. So as a legal document, I think it's fine. For a little bit of background, sometimes we all forget that the United States Constitution is the supreme law of the land. Below that, we have the Iowa Constitution. The statutes and ordinances are adopted only consistent with and compliant with the Constitution of the state of Iowa and the United States Constitution. So I think this is simply a statement that this board and this county supports our constitutional guaranteed rights. And I see nothing legally concerning about it. Questions from any board members?
John, as I read and listened to a lot of people, both sides, this appears to be more of a constitutional issue than a gun issue, and I think a lot of people are trying to tie the two together. This is strictly my opinion. I believe that the Constitution has been bent a lot lately, and I'm quite concerned that I don't want to get any traction or footing on this issue. I know this, as I also read this, this is kind of symbolic that we do this. It really has no teeth. It has not much bearing. But I also think it's a clear message that we send this to the legislative people from a local level. And I will support this. I won't weather from it. I think I've seen enough, and I think it's time to stand up.
Well, I think you really hit on a solid point there, Rich. I would support a similar resolution supporting the First Amendment, supporting our right to have a faith of our choice, our freedom of speech. I would support such a resolution to support the Fourth Amendment, the right to be safe in our homes from unreasonable searches and seizures. I think the only thing that is really political about this is that it uses the word sanctuary in the right way. Sanctuary cities and counties, that has been code word for those who want to disobey the law, for those who want to ignore federal law in other areas. So I think it's great that we've co-opted their word and used it for the law-abiding citizens of this county.
Okay, any other comments from the board? Okay, I'll open it up for any comments. Richard? And please, let's try to keep it to a minute.
Okay. I may stretch a minute, but I'll try to do that. Thanks for letting me appear before the board and have a few moments with you. My name is Dick Searle. I reside in Northeast Carroll. This resolution, as I read it, is purely propaganda. There's nothing really stated in it other than it's trying to scare people into believing that the government is going to seize their goods. That's not going to happen. The resolution does nothing for the hunters, the gun collectors, target shooters, trap and skeet shooters. They're already protected by laws that are on the books. So this thing is not really needed. It does try and convince people that they have a need to carry a firearm with them. And that's just not necessary. It says you have an unalienable or absolute right to shoot other people to protect your life. Well, you do, but there's self-defense there. Liberty, that can be taken away by the law, but you can't use a gun to resist arrest. And property, you can't shoot somebody that you think is walking down your driveway with your lawnmower and taking it from you. You can't shoot him.
Okay, Richard, I want to wrap it up.
Okay.
I've given you more than I thought already.
The people that are sponsoring this thing have tried to scare you into believing that the guns are going to be taken away. And they talk about their constitutional rights. The state Supreme Court or the federal Supreme Court is going to knock down any law that takes away your constitutional rights. This thing is unnecessary.
Anybody else want to speak? Mary?
I'm Mary Bruner, and I'm here because I heard that this was being proposed on your agenda. I looked at some of the ordinances passed in the other counties, and they included a section about law enforcement would not specifically follow or would not arrest people for taking away their guns. Is that part of this ordinance, John?
No, it is not. When I met with the sheriff, I had, frankly, some serious concerns about what some counties have done. And I told the sheriff that I have a long-standing, very positive relationship with federal agents, the Secret Service, FBI, Department of Homeland Security, Treasury, even some IRS guys. And I work with them, some of the most professional. ATF, don't want to leave those guys out. Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, three of my favorite things. I don't want to leave any federal agent with any impression that they're operating in this county on a federal case. They won't get full support from local law enforcement, including my office. So we took out those provisions.
Okay. I didn't think they were appropriate.
For a county to tell federal agents, hey, you come here, and if we don't like the law you're enforcing, we're not going to help you, I think it's crazy.
Okay, so then my other part of this is, we all support law enforcement. We all support people who are trying to financially benefit from the sale of guns. That's fine. But I think this ordinance, as you said, John, is really kind of political theater to say, you know, we want to go on record as opposing it. And I guess the other part of it that I think is kind of ironic, when I came in this building, there's a big sign, no weapons allowed. So, you know, that's ironic to me. So anyway, I would question the need for this. I think it's political theater, and I don't think it's necessary. There are no laws on the book now that infringe these rights. So.
All right. Thank you. One thing, though, I will say, though, if you said an ordinance, this is a resolution, so it's not an ordinance. Anybody else?
Yeah, my name is Mark Hayhoe. I retired from Carroll Police Department in 2016. I've got about 4 years of law enforcement experience. I am in a full-throated agreement with this resolution. I've heard some say that they think this is political theater, or that this is grandstanding in some manner. It is indeed not. The Second Amendment and the provisions are meant to be adhered to. They aren't something that are given to us by the government and can be taken capriciously away from us. They are rights that we inherently have. And this resolution simply looks to codify that.
Thank you. Anybody else? No other comment? Okay, any comments from the board? I mean, this is something that we don't have to do today. One of the suggestions is that I was presented with is that we do have ISAC this week. If we want to visit to some of the other counties, get some feel, would be an opportunity. And I guess I'm the chairman. You guys, it's what you guys decide.
I think it's straightforward. I think we should vote on it today.
With that, I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve the 2021-021 resolution declaring Carroll County to be a Second Amendment sanctuary county.
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the resolution declaring Carroll County to be a Second Amendment sanctuary county. Is there any further discussion?
I guess I would just comment that I'm concerned about the comment that this is a sanctuary county. You alluded to that, John, how you felt about it being a sanctuary county where you have sanctuary cities for immigrants and stuff like that. And I guess I don't want to be an enabler of bad people. I own guns. I don't want my guns to be taken away because then I can't shoot rabbits and pheasants. And everybody else is probably in the same boat. But I guess I don't want this to be construed by the bad guys as a place where they can come and build an arsenal of guns. In 2017, Stephen Paddock, 64 years old, real estate investor from Mesquite, Nevada, an ordinary guy who never ever had a traffic violation, but he caused more havoc in Las Vegas, Nevada, at the Jason Aldean concert, killing 61 people, wounding 411, and he was a good guy. But he had 24 firearms in his hotel room. He meant to do something. And that's what kind of scares me. As far as Volkerts and being here and Wendell's weapons, we do need support. But on the other hand,
Is Carroll going to be banning electric cars because it's going to, because, you know, those are going to influence our farmers eventually? Are we going to be a part of that? That, you know, we're not going to be using as much ethanol because of all the electric cars. So I guess I just feel that I don't know how necessary this is, and I'm concerned about what we will do it by enabling the bad people. Do you have a comment to that, either one of you?
No. Believe it or not, 61% of the counties in the U.S. are sanctuary firearms counties. So this is nothing new by any means. Rich touched on it. This is more or less symbolic, but it sends, the more counties that do this, it sends a message not only to the states, but to the federal government that we have our guns, we take care of them, just leave us alone. We don't need any more gun laws on the books. We don't need any weapons banned.
What we're seeing at the federal level by this president is an effort to affect ammo. 2 days ago, he issued an edict within his power to prohibit importation of sporting ammo from Russia, supposedly as a sanction for somebody they killed several years ago. I think a message needs to be sent to Washington, and the time is now.
Well, I do the part that I have no problem with, and I think is good, is that this is in opposition to. Opposition to the enactment of any legislation, you know, I appreciate that. We're not enforcing it. That is one step in the right direction. But I just have a difficult time because I just, you know, we've had the Constitution. You know, there has been challenges to the Constitution. In basically all administrations. The last time any amendment was, the last amendment we had was in 1992, and that was to raise the salaries of Congress. So, I mean, it's not like anybody's going to change the Constitution over something like this. But I have a difficult time with this, and if I vote against this, it would be because I just don't want to enable the bad guys. That would be my comment.
Could I have a comment, please? I'm Roger Fox. This is my wife, Peggy. We live north of Ralston on County Line Road. And I'd just like to say that I don't think that our sheriff is doing this to try and enable the gun manufacturers or ammo sales or anything like that. He's trying to help the citizens of this county. And I'd just like to counter one thing about the Nevada shooter. Doing something like this is in no way at all going to enable the bad guys. They're not going to look at Carroll County and think, well, maybe this is some place where we should go and set up shop and do bad things. They're going to do that wherever they're at. They don't care about the laws of Carroll County or anywhere else. And the Nevada shooter is a perfect example of that. They had laws on the books in Las Vegas that should have prevented that and didn't. So that's not in my estimation, that's not a very good example at all. They're going to go wherever they want, whenever they want, whatever they want, because they are bad guys.
And can I continue that? And this will tell me, as a mom, as a grandma, I watch my granddaughters, that I can protect them from somebody trying to take them away. And you're going to take that power away from me? You know, I know it's my constitutional right, but we have to stand and we have to say, hey, this is what we're built on, the United States of America. And this is what our founding fathers got together and said, this is my right. So now I have little granddaughters, and I want to protect them. I'm not going to take it out and do, I mean, things. I mean, I would like to say, you know what? I have something to say. No, you're not going to take these kids from me. No, you're not going to hurt my innocent children. This, you don't want to carry, don't carry. But you know what? You need people who can and will. And you can't take that right away from us. We have sheriff's office and police departments, yes. But we've got a whole county here. They can't be everywhere at one time. If something would happen, and look at the chaos of the world right now, we have to be able to stand with them. We have to not let them take our rights. I'm a female. I'm a minority. I am a target. My grandchildren are targets. My children. You can't take that right away from us. The Constitution says you can't. We live in America now. This is our right. This is our right.
Thank you. Any other comments?
Mike Wendell, owner of Wendell's Weapons. I just want to make a note that this resolution, the bad guys are going to get the guns illegally like they always have. This resolution does not make it any easier or any harder to acquire firearms the legal way. We still have to abide by all state and federal laws, FBI background checks, all that. This resolution has nothing on that part. So the good guys are still going to get their guns the way they always have, legally, background checks and everything. The bad guys are going to get their guns however they always have gotten them. So.
But with the shooting in Las Vegas, those, every one of those 24 firearms was acquired legally.
You also said he was a good guy.
Yeah, he was a good guy until he snapped. Yeah. But you know, I guess there's... I'm not going to go into it anymore, but I'm concerned about that. And it could be, and Sheriff and I have talked about this, there's bad guys in Carroll right now, Carroll County. And I'm sure you're not selling any weapons.
Richard, just a short comment.
A short comment. The United States has more firearms per capita than any other country in the world, and it also has the highest rate of violent crime of any country in the world.
All right. Any other comments from the board? I will say that I am... I support that people should have the right to own and bear firearms. I do have a problem, and the sheriff and I have been about this. I have a problem with certain guns that I do not think should be in the public's hands, but that's a personal opinion on my part. So there's been a motion made. There's no more comments. Then a motion made and seconded. We will do a roll call vote now at this time.
Miners?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Ruggles?
Yes.
Houseman?
Yes.
No.
Motion carries. I will pass this around for some signatures.
I'll get your copy.